and the Ad Council.
GoodDayShow.com. Happy Thanksgiving. Roberta Fasinelli is singing her praises. Thank God for that turkey. And it's Jennifer Horn is trying on a new pair of gloves right now.
Ready?
These plastic TSA gloves. The purple ones, blue ones, green
ones. My mom's rhinestone.
Bend over.
Clay Kohut is here managing our social media content. In a moment, we're going to meet Dr. Jacqueline Olds, who has some interesting research on working with one's spouse. I can just imagine Roberta working.
My parents worked together.
Yeah, I know.
Their whole lives.
Right, yeah. Is this a new phenomenon, or is it something that's been around a long time? Right? Men and women working together. Do you do that if you do?
Tough one.
Working
with family is hard. Working with spouse.
Yeah.
What do you mean working with family is hard?
Working with family is hard, yeah.
I work with family all day long.
There's nothing about
Jennifer's
that.
Jennifer's cousin is there. Father's there.
And I hate to say it, but you guys are kind of like my family, too. So
we are.
I think I work with family all day long.
I think we are.
One family.
Big, happy, most of the time family. Here we are. Richie, let's think, why are you? we have the video shows your fingers on the buttons, right, Richie? Showing you as well.
I don't have my hand cam on. I can turn that on right now.
Why, your hand's dirty? You haven't done your cuticles?
You know what I'm doing right now?
Nails are dirty.
Show the camera. I've got my Purell sanitizing wipes.
Good for you, Rich.
And I'm wiping down the board
right now
because these people that work here
dirty.
Are
nasty.
Dirty, nasty. Jennifer is going to be along in about a half hour, more or less, give or take, with the television report for today, including a chance for me to replace Regis.
Yep, and did Bristol win last night on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh,
Bristol, I'm going to play a Roberta. No.
No. Don't worry, people. You can stop shuddering. It's okay. She didn't win.
No, she didn't. But she's cute.
Yes. There is justice in the world.
Oh, shut up. Will you please?
Oh, John Travolta got a new baby. How about that?
Yeah. John Travolta would be good. Actually, you know what? If they were smart, they'd get some of the stars from those dancing shows, the movies like Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Who else would be good to have?
Katie Couric says it's her secret ambition to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Who said that?
Katie Couric.
Yeah.
Well, they had Jennifer Grey.
Here's one problem with John Travolta being on that show.
What's that, Rick?
A-list.
He's A-list. He's
kind of. Why would that?
Jennifer Grey is B-list.
I think she's a C-list, actually.
Yeah,
I like
C-list.
Her a lot.
No, she ended up, she was a, she, but she was a good match. I mean, the Dirty Dancing thing. She was a good match. She was a perfect contestant for that thing.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we go. In a moment, we're going to meet Dr. Olds. But before we do that, we're going to have a little laughter.
What is Dr. Olds
going
to tell us about again?
Dr. Olds is a person who's been studying people that work together, husbands and wives, spousal connections at work. Why would people want to do that? Now, the other side of it is, what happens when you meet somebody at work and they become your spouse?
And you're related to them.
Yeah. It could happen at any moment.
Uh-oh.
It's we'll have our laughter 10 after and then meet Dr. Olds here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro-GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro-GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Very good stuff. I use it every single night before I go to sleep. Take one of those things. All right, Roberta.
Yes, sir.
Why was the United Nations worried when a waiter dropped a platter of turkey?
I don't know, Doug. Why was the United Nations worried when a waiter dropped a platter of turkey?
It meant the fall of Turkey, the ruin of Greece, and the breakup of China.
Oh!
Why are the cranberries red?
Why are cranberries red, Doug?
They saw the turkey undressing.
Oh.
How does a turkey drink her wine?
I don't know, Doug.
In the gobblet.
In the gobblet. Oh.
Richard, maybe.
These
I'm going to go to Jennifer. What's the difference between a chicken and a turkey?
What?
Chickens celebrate Thanksgiving. What type of key do you use on Thanksgiving?
A tur.
Tur key.
A turnkey.
Yeah, very good. What's the difference between a... well, never mind. What type of music did the pilgrims like?
No, I'm going to kick myself for this.
I know. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Plymouth Rock.
Oh. Don't forget to tip your waitresses, people. He's here all day.
Why did the turkey bolt down his food?
He was gobbling.
Why did the turkey cross the road?
He was gobbling.
Get to the other side?
No, to show he wasn't chicken. Why are turkeys so good at arithmetic?
Why?
Because they count the number of chopping days till Thanksgiving.
Is Roberta making that noise?
Yes. Yeah.
How are you doing that?
Do it again, Roberta.
That sounds real.
One more time, Roberta.
Why did the band leader... All right, come on, let's get back to the serious stuff here. Why did the band leader save the drumsticks from 38 turkeys?
Why?
Because he wanted 76 Tom Bones.
Oh.
As the leftover turkey said after it was wrapped up and refrigerated, foiled again.
Roberta, you are amazing.
What happened to the turkey when it was left out for too long?
I give up.
It got fouled. I just made that up. Isn't that good?
What side of the turkey is the left side?
What side?
Part that wasn't eaten.
Well, the left side got it.
That's what's left?
Yeah.
Why is a turkey similar to a ghost?
Why?
Because it's a goblin. All right.
Don't we have a guest to talk to?
Yeah. In just a moment, we'll meet Dr. Jacqueline Olds. I'm sure is listening to this and having a great time.
He's like, check, please.
16 best.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Magic, it's that time of year. Let's get off of Thanksgiving a little bit and talk about something that really is more and more a sort of social issue, social, political, economic issue. Dr. Jacqueline Olds is with us. She's a psychoanalyst, associate clinical professor at the Harvard Medical School, teaches child psychiatry at McLean Hospital in the Boston area. She and her husband, who is a fellow professor, have written three books, Overcoming Loneliness in Everyday Life, Marriage in Motion, and The Lonely American Drifting Apart in the 21st Century. They've done a study, and this makes good sense because they are the example of work spousal connections. I guess that's, I don't know what the best way is, Dr. Olds, to put this, but I'm guessing you and your husband spend a lot of time working together, right?
Well, we do work across the hall from each other.
Across the hall.
And it turns out to be the hall in our own house.
Ah, so there you go.
But so, just to clarify one thing,
This
study that we're talking about, I think the work spouse study, was actually done by the Captivate Network.
The whose network?
The Captivate Network, which is a business media company that places advertising in the digital market.
Oh, really?
So
why would they be interested in this? What parts of the digital market would be interested or concerned about this versus the general populace? Because there's more and more of this stuff going on. More and more people have their own businesses, families working together, so this seems to me to have general interest.
I think it's very much of general interest, but I think they were interested because they were interested in all the various influences in people's decisions in business and their decisions on what to buy in business.
How so? Explain that a little bit more, will you?
That basically, if you're interested in how people make financial and economic and buying decisions, you're interested in the influences, and people's closest friends or work spouses are very influential.
So the person that you work with, in this circumstance, your spouse, will help or influence you in making buying decisions, which is important consideration for this time of year because there's so much buying being done.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Huh. Very
interesting. But not just in buying. I mean, obviously, if you have a best friend at work or at home, mm-hmm. or if it happens to be both, as in my case, they're influential in all decisions, not just financial ones.
Yeah. And how is this different? Is this something new, or isn't it? I mean, go back to the agrarian economy when we had at the, 100 years or so ago, when 96% of all the earning in America before the Industrial Revolution was agricultural, families, husbands, wives all worked together. So how is this new?
I don't think it's new. I think the catchy phrase work spouse is new.
Ah.
And I think it really refers to a best friend at work.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not a married couple. It's someone at work who's your best friend. Like Doug would be my work spouse.
I'm a beefaw.
Exactly.
Right? I'm your beefaw.
What does beefaw mean?
Best friend at work.
Exactly.
All right? So Richie, I'm your beefaw.
What's up, brother? Beefaw?
Beefaw.
I thought I was Rich's beefaw.
No, you're my... Everybody is my beefaw. Beefaw.
Right,
now, there has to be...
Girlfriend at work.
Yeah. Well, there's got to be... there has to be pluses and minuses here. And so we'll spend a little bit of time figuring this out and wondering about the psychiatry of this. I think we don't spend enough time trying to figure out how we think, why we do the things. For example, Roberta wouldn't ever work with her spouse. Never.
No. Oh, my gosh. It would be a disaster.
Never. I have worked with spouses or pseudo-spouses. How's that work out for you, Doug?
AKA co-hosts.
Are you single now, Dougie?
I'm all by myself alone. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Boniva.
Working together, we can make a change. Working together, we can help better things. Let us put our
hands on it. Am I doing it?
No.
Not Janis Joplin. It's this, a husband and wife singing.
It's a husband and wife couple talking about working together here.
Husband and wife.
And it didn't work out so well for them.
Didn't it?
No.
That's what happens.
He was not a good boss.
No?
You would say.
Well, why wouldn't she be the boss?
She is the boss now.
Is she?
And he's actually dead.
Oh.
And nobody shed a tear.
Oh, Tina Turner and Ike Turner.
It's Ike and Tina.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's a thing to get back to. Dr. Jacqueline Olds is here. We're talking about a survey that's been done of spouses working together. Is it sometimes a push-pull between the male and the female if it's a traditional sort of work spousal connection, if it's husband-wife or boyfriend-girlfriend? Is there ever a push-pull about who's on top, if you'll pardon the pun?
Well, certainly if spouses are working together, there's often a push-pull and a kind of power jockeying just because people feel that they can really be themselves with their best friend. And so they're not necessarily as tactful as they might be with somebody a little more distant.
So how does that, in your study, how does that work out? Does that become a problem if you're not, if you are, you're, maybe what happens in work circumstances, if you're working together, you see who your partner really is. And that sounds, or at least it would seem to me, like it could head, as Richie just suggested, with Tina Turner and Ike Turner, down the wrong road.
It could.
Or maybe it's the right road because you find out who you're married to or who you're hanging around with, right?
Well, interestingly, most couples report that if they do things together, whether it's socializing or working, they actually come to respect each other more, not less.
Really?
Because people often are on best behavior when they're in public in a way they're not at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I can understand that. Yeah, no, that makes, I think that makes good sense. So there's more of a reward than there is a risk, I think, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Well, certainly we know that if couples socialize a lot together and see each other in public that way, that is better for marriages, yes.
Well, but you have to be married to the right person then, and that's what this underscores. So many people marry the wrong person for the wrong reason. Anyway, don't you find that? How many happily married couples? You and your husband sound like you're happy. How many happily married couples do you know in your circle of friends?
Well, we know quite a few, but we're older and, you know, we probably screen for happily married couples.
How do you mean screen?
We probably early on when we chose them, we tried to pick people who were well matched and would stay together for a while.
Really? So you have a you do that consciously? That's very interesting.
No. I know exactly what you're saying.
What?
You don't like being around people who bicker and argue.
Huh. That's exactly it. You know, the people who were destined to get divorced were less likely to become our closest friends.
Right, and it's not because that you go, oh, they're going to get divorced. We don't like them. It's just like, you know what? They're not really pleasant to be around because they always bicker and argue.
All right, so how about this for a scenario? When you're with your friends or you're with a new friend or friends, are they interested in the fact that you and your husband work together as closely as you do? They find that intriguing.
They find it intriguing, and they sometimes show disbelief in the idea that we could actually write books together.
Wow.
Because it's, it was.
Well, they place themselves and their unhappiness in your place, right?
I think that's true, and I think it's also true that doing that kind of massive project is very hard to do with a spouse, and we did it, but that doesn't mean it was always easy.
No, well, you have arguments, right? Spouses have arguments. That's not unhealthy or uncommon.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you take on a project like a few books, it's even worse. So it was not always hunky-dory.
Yeah. But in this circumstance, the benefit was that you produced something that worked, and you had not only perhaps economic success from having done it, but you have that sort of psychological. You're both into that, and you, as psychoanalysts, probably feel like you have really accomplished something that goes way beyond the money.
I think that's true.
Yeah. I think that could be the rewarding part of this. Okay. Interesting way of looking at relationships and figuring out. I think the first thing that comes out of this, or the takeaway, is know the person that you're living with, married to, and a spouse with. Thank you, Dr. Roll. Very interesting. 28 past the hour, and good day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, text messaging has become so popular that the FCC wants people to be able to text 911 in case of an emergency. This would be really helpful in an intruder or a home invasion case where callers need to be silent. In other news, Acer is the latest company to join the tablet wars. The computer manufacturer will be releasing 3 tablets early next year that will run either Windows 7 or Google's Android operating system. The new tablets will come in 3 sizes with either a 5, 7, or 10-inch screen. No word on pricing yet. And finally, Prince William and his fiancée, Kate Middleton, have set a date for their upcoming wedding in April. However, not everyone is excited about it. A bishop in the United Kingdom has been suspended for commenting on Facebook that he doesn't think the marriage will last more than 7 years and that the events surrounding the wedding are a nauseating tosh. That must be a technical term. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway breakfast melts. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from...
On air. Online. And on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
VA and the Ad Council.
Behind you, sir. Yeah, yeah, you have to turn around.
The other way, like this routine?
Yeah.
Oh. Different. And I just got out of broadcasting school, too.
All right, so we have just learned about spousal relationships. And it's a good thing Roberta and I are not married. I think that's probably.
But Roberta's your work wife, for sure.
Yes, I think I am.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly. Work-spouse relationships. And you know what? I didn't ask that lady. I probably should have, Dr. Rules, about people who are not working in the same company. That is, they own the company, but they just work as employees. Let's say you work at a Walgreens together, or you work at a Macy's together, or you work at a plumbing store together. Is it different than if you, let's say your colleagues, you have equal status at work, versus, you know, you own the company? I approached it from a sort of head of company kind of thing.
Or
businesses, but
if
there are...
you work at the same company and one of you has a higher rank than the other.
What if your wife is your boss?
Yeah. Or what if you start a relationship, get married, then one of you gets a promotion?
Yeah.
And becomes the other one's boss.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Good night.
Yeah.
Leave the keys on the counter.
Especially if it's the woman who gets promoted.
I believe somebody would have to be looking for a new job just to...
That's it. I think that's
really
the reality.
Really, that would bother you?
Basically.
Wouldn't you just be happy she's making more money?
No.
I would be happy, and I would
if
probably
you want to
be
happy for the rest of your life.
At another company.
Never make a richer
that's
woman
tough,
your
man.
Wife. So from my personal point of view, don't get a rich girl to marry you. Or maybe the other way around.
Yeah.
So we have free shipping. That ups the ante. Roberta Fasanelli is here, our queen of cheap. With some, why are you laughing?
Free shipping.
Free shipping.
Free.
It's free.
Free.
And Black Friday, wait till you hear the things for Black Friday. You have some early things. We're waiting now. We're sort of, you know how it works when you're in the pool and you're just treading water, waiting for Rich to hit the button so we can get at this?
I want to see how long you can tread the water.
I can tread water from now until tomorrow, Rich, if I have to. Thank you very much.
He's a radio professional.
All right, so Roberta, let's see how professional are. Well, if you were here, we could actually see you, but you still opt out of being on the video, so we can only
imagine my beauty and grace.
Hear you, yes,
and how wonderful I look at this hour of the morning.
Perfect, yeah, I know.
Okay, what we've got today is a whole list of places where you can go to get yourselves the best Black Friday deals. Hey, if you're really serious about
doing this, but it's only Wednesday,
Black Friday thing. But wait, if you're serious about doing Black Friday,
there's more. If you call right now,
you have to do your research. And what we've done here at DougStephan.com is given you the tools to do the research so that you can get the best Black Friday deals. Mm-hmm. And what those tools are, of course, websites, the internet. What we've done here is we've put together a number of websites that are aggregate websites. So in other words, they take all the Black Friday deals and the sneak previews that they've gotten, or the sneak ads that they've gotten the day, you know, in the last week or days before Black Friday, and put them on the website so you can kind of just, you know, go through all of them and see, okay, does Best Buy have the best, you know, 50-inch LCD TV, or does Sears have it? Who has the cheapest and best printer around? Where can I get that toy? So we've got a lot of websites. Now, what's really funny is that a lot of these websites say, we are the official Black Friday website. Right, they all say that. Right. So what we've done is we've given
you... Like the radio station says, we're the official weather station. Mm-hmm. Hello.
So we've given you the website, and we've given you a little blurb. I've gone on each of these websites, kind of looked around, and given you the little blurb that how they describe themselves. So we've got blackfriday.info. We are the official site for all the 2010 Black Friday ads.
Goodnature.com is really the official site.
We've got black-friday.net. Black Friday.net will give you the advantage of showing you all the Black Friday ads. We've got bfad.net, which is Black Friday ads.net community. What it is, the members tell you the best Black Friday things. You've got blackfriday.gutadeal.com, the official Black Friday deal site. TheBlackFriday.com, the official Black Friday 2010 website. DealsBlackFriday.us, that was a different one. We are the official site for all Black Friday ads, as they say. WalletPop actually has a whole bunch of Black Friday deals, and BlackFridayDelighted.com. They have deals from 25 sites. They aggregate all the sites, not only all the ads, but they aggregate all the sites. So this is a great way for you to do all of your research and get the very best deal as you're
Doorbuster deals.
Doorbusters as you're waiting online at 3 o'clock in the morning in your lawn chair in front of
Sears
the stores.
And Walmart will be open tomorrow. For those of you who want to go shopping. Cole said we'll open at 3 a.m. on Friday.
I wasn't joking about the 3 a.m.
No, I know you weren't. No. And there's a lot of advertising being done. How many advertisers do we have, Richie, that are promoting the weekend sales events at various national stores?
Who isn't?
Yeah. Everywhere.
But remember, most of those sales that they have are just to get you in the door. I mean, they've got like three.
Well,
you know,
the good news here is there are a couple of good
Macy's,
items
Staples,
coming out
CBS.
Of all of this. We have a lot of this info, by the way, as Roberta said, in the Queen of Cheap Box.
Toys R Us.
At DougStephan.com. Retail store stocks are up this week in anticipation of stronger sales and earnings.
Sam's Club.
It looks like retailing is going to be up across the board 23%. That is the value of the stocks. Apparently, in the stores, they're expecting about a 4 to 5, some, depending on the retailer, 6% increase over business last year. So those are all good signs. That's all good news. And by the way, folks, if you listen to all the people who are the doom and gloomers keep talking about the unemployment is going to stay high, I'm betting, for the next couple of years until after the 2012 election. Here we are talking about that already, which seems kind of crazy. But that is not going to be – the sad thing is that the caste system – I'm not talking about class – the caste system – of those who are always on government benefits, or there's this large group of people who, you know, there's a big debate going on now as to whether or not to extend unemployment benefits yet again for about the fourth time. There are a lot of people who are on unemployment you and I are paying for. They've been on these things, on the dole for 2 years or more. And what is the normal? I don't even know because I never got unemployment. What's the longest point of time heretofore? Is it 9 months or something? How long?
I think it's longer than that. There's people on.
No.
But
before all of this,
9 months, I think.
Stuff. Wasn't it 9 months? Yeah.
Something
now,
like that.
Some people have been on it for 2 years or more. So anyway, that stuff aside, there are good signs, including automobile sales, which are apparently way up, especially for domestic manufacturers.
I was talking to my buddy of mine at the Chevy dealership the other day, saying he's having a great year.
Yeah, no, they're doing very well. And so the only argument here, Roberta, is some people like Target wonders whether they got into the market fast enough.
Mm.
There's this whole debate among the retailers. It's like the first radio station to go play Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be first with the big, deep discounts? Who will come in to the stores? Toys R Us, as you suggested, Richie. A lot of the high-end outfits, like leather maker Coach, sells through Tiffany, J. Crew. These stores are all doing very well. And you think Tiffany is, the elite? Well, I suppose the argument is that a lot of people have. I know, this is the argument. That's why we have to tax the upper 2% of the population, because they're spending too much money at Tiffany's.
Huh.
That's the problem right
if
there.
If you're one of those people,
too many
come
Coach
to my
bags.
House for Christmas.
All right, and then there are the just-in-time consumers who are buying things just at the moment they need them. And that goes for not only, I think there are going to be a lot of people, as was the case last year and the year before, who wait right up to the last minute. The only danger in doing that is that the stuff that you really want is usually gonzo. So you have to, how do you play that game? It's a game. You got to play the game and no, I certainly would be no good at it because I'm a horrible shopper and don't really, or never have paid much attention to what things cost. If I wanted them, I'd buy them.
That's very Ben thing.
Is it?
It's a Ben thing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
actually, what we've told our kids this Christmas, we said, look, for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we traditionally open up our gifts on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
We're just doing stocking stuffers.
Good.
There's a couple of main gifts, and we said everybody gets one main gift, but we're going to wait, because the gifts happen to be electronic, we're going to wait until January when all the prices go down, because they're clearing out for the new stuff.
Yep.
So, because my older daughter wants a new Mac, my younger daughter wants a video camera, because she's starting filming.
Yeah.
So we said we're going to do all
Claire
that in
will fix
January.
Her up with an iPod, like he's fixing me up.
And for Christmas Day, for Christmas Eve, for all stocking stuffers. And the stocking stuffers a lot of times are funny.
Yeah.
So, we sit around and we laugh and we open up stuff. So it really makes for a great holiday.
I think we should get Tom a box of gloves like those TSA guys, those plastic gloves.
He would like those. Yeah,
fantastic.
He would have a good time with
I'm sure he would.
Now, how much of I didn't hear you, and I admit to not paying attention to every word you said. Would you chuckle about free shipping? How much of a factor in things like Amazon's or anything?
Well, for Amazon to give the free shipping for 2 months on Amazon Prime just shows you. And I know when I shop, I just had to send a basket to somebody who had a death in the family. Yeah. I went to Wine Country Gifts, but I'll only send the ones that say free shipping.
I will not
pay for shipping.
16 before the hour. Jennifer and Julia Louis-Dreyfus coming up here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monto Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH. There was 57
channels. Now time for AIN TV Report. AIN TV Report. All right, so you heard about Julia Louis-Dreyfus going back to... When did the New Adventures of Old Christine end? Was it last season?
Last season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she has a new show. Did you see that?
I did. It was rumored for a couple of weeks that she was going to get signed on to this show, and it was finally official. It's called Veep.
Veep.
Veep. Veep.
What's the story behind that?
I don't know too much about the show, but it's going to be a cable comedy, so it should be kind of...
near the White House, I read.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
She's going to play former Senator Selina Meyer, who discovers that being vice president is nothing like she expected and everything everyone ever warned her about. Hmm.
She's going to be Joe Biden. Do you like it?
Joe Biden, yeah. Josephina Biden.
That's right.
What other good tidbits do you have for us?
Well, we have a little TV celebrity gossip. First up, if you're a fan of the CW's Gossip Girl, somebody's going to be leaving the cast, and it's not because of anything they've done on the show. Taylor Momsen, who you look at her and you think maybe there's something going on, she has been kicked off the show. She's on hiatus for at least 4 episodes. It looks like it probably will be permanent because she's been... screaming at people, there's rumors of drug use.
Horrors.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. So she will probably not be back on the set of Gossip Girl.
All right, somebody sent me an email about Bristol Palin, and I'm now not able to put my finger on it, but at any rate, I actually watched last night.
Did you?
I did for a while.
This show elicited a lot of response. My dad actually voted 6 times for Bristol.
No.
My dad on Dancing with the Stars.
That's funny. Yeah, I logged about 5 minutes of it.
Remind me, Jen, never to get into a political discussion with your father.
Oh, you should.
Never.
No.
Oh, my God, Roberta, lighten up. It's a dancing show with somebody's daughter in it.
Right. Why does Sarah Palin make people shudder?
You know, what would happen if, can you imagine Nancy Pelosi being on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, she'd always be smiling-ish.
Tom, who was on it last year?
Tom DeLay.
Yeah, was
he
on
got
it
thrown
last
off
year.
Quickly. Which I'd like, but that would be an interesting part of
a little while.
Tom DeLay and Nancy Pelosi. That'd be
it should be an all-political Dancing with the Stars.
Right, this should be,
yeah, that would be a ratings
buster.
Or
an all-movie Dancing with the Stars, I suggested earlier.
And, you know, everybody can rest well if you're just catching up this morning.
I think she's cute, cute, cute.
Bristol Palin's adorable. And, you know, let me just point something out that no one's talking about.
Does that sound icky if I say it?
No, but this is a girl who has no performing experience. She's never acted.
Tom
she's never been
Bergeron
in the public eye.
Tom said, here's a girl that drove 600 miles down here in her pickup truck.
Yeah. I mean, we should be happy because the true meaning of this show is to teach non-dancing celebrities how to dance and improve. And she did improve a little bit every week. Granted, she's not a performer like the actors and the dancers that are around her, but come on, give the kid a break.
Food Network has canceled Ace of Cakes. My God.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do with the icing? Oh my God. I think Charlie Sheen might have something to do with that icing. He's actually now suing old Capri Anderson, the woman that was with him in the hotel room, for attempted extortion.
What do you mean, attempted?
She was trying to extort
All right, but let's see. There are today, TMZ has some of the text messages. I'm just reading some of them now.
There's one where he's just trying to give her $20,000. He wants to give her
$20,000. I feel really bad that you're as cool and sexy and as sweet and fun and friendly as they get.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, kind lady, all will be restored and set straight.
Right. And she doesn't have a bank account. I wonder what her career was. He was going to wire the money to a friend of his assistant give to her.
Or stuff it in a bra.
There you go.
One or the other, those two things. You make your take your choice. Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban will be Oprah's first guest when she starts taping in December in Australia. That'd be kind of cool. 51 after on Good Day.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days. Guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. My clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
EA and the Ad Council.
The canine world, the feline world, the bovine world. I don't know, too many warm friends. You don't have many cow friends, do you? I'm the only one you know who has cow friends.
One or the other.
Wait a minute. Or perhaps better yet, there it is. All right, the presence now of animal lover Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. A lot of online things you can connect to. Go to DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com. You'll see Warren's picture there in the contributors box. Click on that, and you'll find out a lot of things about the pet show and how it's used by millions of people every week for advice.
Oh.
And also the line that he has of great pet products, hugs and kisses.
I used it for a friend of mine last week. Her dog was eating its own poop.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So we connected on Facebook, her and Warren and I, and Warren said, gave her some great advice on what to do and also suggested some hugs and kisses because obviously the dog is looking for some kind of minerals that he is not getting.
Not getting them.
And so needs some little doggy vitamins. So she bought some hugs and kisses and is using them now to try and get her doggy to stop eating his own poop.
But, guys, here's something you should never give your dog. Did you hear the story out of Iowa City?
No.
An Iowa City man was accused of giving vodka to a puppy and nearly killing it. He's been sentenced to 90 days in jail. It's an amazing story. According to police, he was watching the four-month-old puppy for a friend. Police said he poured vodka into a bowl, encouraged the puppy to drink it. When the owner returned just a half hour later, guys, the dog was unresponsive and barely breathing, suffered from alcohol poisoning, but he survived at a veterinary hospital. Who would give their dog alcohol?
A stupid SOB.
And speaking of that, tomorrow being Thanksgiving, you know, you have the well-meaning friends and people at the house.
Dog
keep the turkey
bones.
And the turkey, well, yeah. turkey and the bones and the chocolate and then this and that. Know where the pet is. It's crazy. But who would give their dog a, unless, of course, the dog asked for it.
By name, ordered one.
Bones.
I'll have a Manhattan, please. Then the dog deserves it. You know?
As soon as I said bone, you know who my best friend over here in the chair, I said bones, like boof. And she opened her eyes and looked over at me.
You don't have to just think. You in my house, just think the word cookie. Just think the word.
Really, all right, Richie.
My dog is amazing. I can open up the refrigerator 35 times.
Yeah.
And the one time I grabbed the cheese, boom, he's right there.
All right, look on the stream and see if you got a picture of Charlotte. Charlotte's over in the chair. Is there a good picture of Charlotte?
I can see her, but it's a little dark.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see the chair and I can see something laying there.
Is she reading?
She's not doing much of anything.
Not doing much of anything. There's a proposal for Kansas City residents to be thinking about a high-security lab. The government wants to build a laboratory to study dangerous animal diseases. And the problem is, if any of the stuff that is going to be brought to this facility gets loose, it's so highly contagious, the pathogens are so strong, that it would kill large and small animals all over the place. They don't even know what they're going to be studying, but they know that there's a 70% chance that over the lifetime of this facility that some highly contagious problem could be released. So it's going to cost $9 billion to build this thing. Why would you build it any place except in the middle of nowhere in Antarctica?
Well, that's my point. We have these places. I've been to them. I did a story, Plum Island, off of the Long Island coast. Plum Island is specifically a government-owned island where this type of research, they have their own flocks of sheep, their own cows. They've been doing this research, but it's an island kind of off the coast, 20, 30 miles.
Right.
I understand. Why Kansas City?
Have you put it in Alcatraz.
Put it in Los Angeles, at least.
Right, exactly, right. But we better, and then you'll have Homeland Security running all over the place. That'd be another reason. Oh, my God, we got to go send our agents there, and we'll have to, we'll examine them. We'll give them a pat down.
It's all a matter of grant money. I've decided that this country is run on grant money.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so here's the story of the world's largest domestic cat. A cat that is the size of a coon, a raccoon. There is a, these things, now we're not talking about a cat, you know, the cat species, lions and tigers and stuff like that. This cat apparently weighed 29 pounds. What's the, well, you have a cat. Jennifer, how much does your cat weigh? That much.
She has a little cat. I mean, her
Warren,
cat's
how much your cat
average, weigh? The average cat will weigh 10 to 12 pounds.
So a 29-pound cat's a pretty good-sized cat.
Yeah, my connection came loose, but my cat is probably, I don't know, 9 pounds? 10?
Yeah, that, which is about...
What do you do with a 29-pound cat?
But think, there are certain
That's
breeds
a
you have...
That's a cat.
But you have the Maine Coon cat, which is about an 18 or 20-pound cat, and then you have the Norwegian Forest cat.
All right,
cat.
So that's a Maine Coon. We're talking about the size of a coon.
Yeah, about the size of a
29 pounds, young among us. Warren Eckstein, online.